Good morning. This is Rosemary Trojic with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today, I have Kimberly Fuller with the Ellis County Homeless Coalition. Welcome.
Hi, Rosemary. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So with the Ellis County Homeless Coalition, can you give us a little bit of background on what this organization does for our community?
Sure, I'd be glad to. So the Ellis County Homeless Coalition, we are a group of volunteers, our board and our outreach team, all volunteers, and we assist the homeless in our community in Ellis County. And we do this by connecting with resources, but we also do assessments with them. We try to find out what all their needs are, the best way to help them. We help with gas and phone minutes, mm-hmm. and emergency food and water. We also help in job search. We have resources to connect them with, and we just really try to help them create a plan and get back on their feet, and then try to follow up with them and work with them the best that we can to help them to achieve that.
That is wonderful and a great need for our community. I'm so glad that y'all are here and assisting the homeless population within our county. So can you give me a little bit of information, some statistics maybe that would surprise people about the homeless population and how y'all have served this population?
Yes, I'd love to. So the surprising thing is 98% of our homeless in Ellis County, they're not seen. These are people living in their cars.
That's awful.
Moms with kids, even families that we've worked with, that they are living in their cars. And so some hard numbers, for example, in 2023, we had calls that involved 550 people. 217 of those were kids. 2024, we worked with 518 individuals, 215 were kids. But in 2025, from January to June 30th, we have already worked with 454 individuals, 178 being kids. We are on track to double 2024 numbers.
That is insane and wild to think about. But I'm, like I said, I'm so glad that y'all are here and helping this community serve and be able to get them back on their feet, like what you mentioned with gas or with phone bills and all those kind of things. So how does, with those statistics, what do y'all do?
More specifically?
Yes.
So
more specifically, what do you do to help this community?
So the shocking thing is, with the numbers I just mentioned, it is consistently about 40% of our homeless are kids. But I also wanted to say, these are just the calls that we get. This is not all that there is here. We have hundreds of high school students that are not in their homes. They're couch surfing. And that's a big challenge, trying to help those. But we also are collaborative in Ellis County. The nonprofits have just been growing in the collaboration that we're doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, we work with the Waxahachie Police Department, the Midlothian Police Department, United Way, West Ellis County, Unite Ellis, the Heights. So we are really working in our community to help those, because a lot of times it's not the stereotypical homeless person you see on the street. We have a few of those.
Yeah.
But today it's the people that a lot of them are working, mm-hmm. but they can't afford rent. They can't
yeah.
afford housing. So just trying to step in and give a hand to those and get them to a place that they can be on their feet again. And it's, sometimes it's just a medical emergency or a car emergency, and they get behind on their rent.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard for us to do, but if they are facing eviction and we assess the situation and it's sustainable, they just have this barrier to get over,
mm-hmm.
we try to step in and either we help with that or we find somebody to help them.
Yes. So if somebody is going through a crisis and they need some assistance, how do they go about finding y'all? How do they, or if somebody knows that is listening of like, you know, I've seen this person in their car, all those kind of situations, how can they go about getting more information and talking to y'all and kind of starting that process?
Exactly. So our website is EllisCountyHomelessCoalition.org, and you can email us. There's a contact at the bottom. But at the bottom of our homepage, we've also got a button that says sightings. Mm. So citizens, click on that. You can give us a description, a location, a description of the person. And then we send out a volunteer to try to go make contact and visit with them and share with them how we can help them or get them connected to help.
So you just mentioned volunteer, and this is a full volunteer organization. Nobody is being paid to help with the homeless population or area. How can somebody get involved as a volunteer? What kind of volunteers or what are you looking for with somebody to come and help with y'all?
Yes, our outreach team, we always need volunteers, and you can volunteer from home. We don't have a staffed office since we are volunteers, but we get calls in, and then we assign those to an outreach team member, and they just return the phone calls, talk with the person, do the assessment with them, try to encourage them. We will pray with them if they want us to. But it's very easy to volunteer. Even if you've just got a few hours a week, it makes a big difference.
Yeah, so you're always looking for volunteers and always looking for that. If somebody can't give of their time, but they would like to make a monetary donation, I'm assuming that is a big help for y'all because of these resources. It's something that to keep going and helping provide for this community, how can somebody go about a monetary donation?
Yes, that is a big thing. Our organization does not receive any government or state funding. We rely solely on private donations. So on our website, there's a donate button. Our address is on there. We do have a mailing address. You can mail in a donation. You can do the donate button on our website.
That's wonderful. Because I know you mentioned before this that the donations all come from within the county. You have no outside donors, so to say. So if somebody outside of our county needed help, you can provide not resources, but you can provide extra ways that they can search. I don't know if you want to mention some of those, like the find.org or sorry if I'm
right. Occasionally we get calls from people outside of the county looking for assistance, and we focus on our county. But 211 in Texas is a statewide resource, and there's also findhelp.org.
That's the website. That's wonderful. Again, thank you so much for the hard work that y'all are putting in for the county. It is, you know, unfortunate that some people are just going through this, but I'm so glad that there is a organization out there helping and being a light to these people that just need a little extra help. With winter coming up, are y'all looking for any sort of donations?
Yes, this winter there will be a warming center, and you can check on our website. We have a Central Presbyterian Church here in town. We'll be doing the warming center. Last year was the first year that we did it. So that information will be on our Facebook page, website, and their website and Facebook page.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much again, Kimberly, for joining us today. How can they get in contact with you if you want to give your website one more time for our listeners so they can get more information?
Sure. EllisCountyHomelessCoalition.org.
Perfect. And if for some reason, if you need more information and you have missed that, always call the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and we'd be happy to point you in the right direction. Our phone number is 972-935-0539. Have a great day. Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you.